Dallas flicks with the moaning at the butt crack of dawn. Turns the TV on, Ben reaches for his bone. He don't get the news, don't understand what's going on. So he lights his shit and goes into his first coughing fit of a brand new day. Now if you know Alex, you might know what's coming next. Someone gets him hot and bothered, he's really kind of vexed. So he reaches out with a hand too fast, and he knocks over his phone to the sound of breaking glass. Ooh baby, no broken bones. At first he was just standing there, he got real quiet, but then he heard a laugh. He threw his headphones off and then they hit the ground. Without a care, he kicked him somewhere that wouldn't be fam. Stopping through his glass with no shoes on his feet, he thought of something quick, a lie to get the place clean. Up, he went to the 7th floor, running down the hall, knocking on his neighbor's door. He said, hey there, honey, I need some help. You see, my dog was sleeping and let out a yell. It scared me and I dropped some glass on the floor. Will you come clean it up? I'll be grateful forevermore. Oh, baby, no broken bones. Baby, no broken bones. Alex opens the door and he goes in first. In comes spring carrying her purse. She looks fine as hell if I do say so myself. But back to the story, she see what's missing from out of the shelf. She says, damn boy, that wasn't just a cup of mug. He broke another bond, his glass all over your bruv. He make a grand noise and looked a bit sheepish. So she got a broom and swept it up before his dog rode through the damn shit. But the moral of the story is plain as day. If you're blind and desperate enough, you ain't gotta work for shit. You see, every mess you make, someone's there to wipe it away. No consequences for Alex. Can't worry about shit.